This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We have been studying Psalm 23 and using it as a template for discovering qualities, experiences, and disciplines that equip a person to function effectively in leadership. Actually, all believers should aspire to having these characteristics in their lives. They also provide a basis for praying for those who are in leadership in the church. If you are praying for someone to become a leader or a pastor of your church, these are things you should be praying for. We come now to the final characteristic mentioned in Psalm 23:6. It describes a person who knows God's blessing upon his life, lives his life to the fullest, and then, filled with hope, knows that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you are confident that your final destiny is a settled matter, you can face whatever confronts you momentarily, make the most of the situation, and leave the results in God's hands. That kind of hope-filled confidence inspires others to follow your lead. If the end is not certain, then the tendency is to work harder to impress God or seek greater results to bolster your confidence. Those on this treadmill will never rest in the assurance that God holds their future and He can be trusted to work it all out. When you read Psalm 23, it starts with your relationship with God satisfying and sustaining you. The experiences of life, both good and bad, are the stuff God uses to grow you and use you. And when He is done, you can rest assured the outcome will be good. This is the kind of man I've prayed God would give to my church or wherever there is a need. It's also what I aspire to. And if you'd like to review this series on Psalm 23, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.